The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I go to the guy I was distributing for. I sit down with him. I give him all the drugs, give him all the money. I said, I'm done. He says to me, what's wrong? Are the cops on to you? Are you sick? I said, no. I gave my heart to Jesus.
Lorenzo Sewell went from dope dealer to hope dealer to leading the world in prayer.
Then I turned around to go and shake President Trump's hand. He hugged me full hug.
Betty, you like this guy?
Oh, dude. First time I saw him on that.
I'm telling you what, this guy prayed the stars down at the inauguration. And I'm going to tell you something, that was an incredible day because God was moving mountains that people thought could not be moved. But when Lorenzo stepped up and he prayed, and I've heard a lot of prayers.
I started shouting.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm just to God be the glory. Lorenzo, you don't have any idea how you blessed everybody that heard
you. Thank you so much.
I mean, it was a God thing. Did you feel a special touch from God?
Well, when you look up in the rotunda, can you imagine that?
Sure.
Can you imagine praying and talking to the good Lord? And it was almost as if you could see the prayers of our forefathers and our foremothers. Something I never... Typically, they allow you to stand behind the podium at the RNC. They let you speak, but they didn't let us. In the rotunda, it was locked down.
There, you were in it.
Franklin Graham, he tried to go up before, the day before the rehearsal, they didn't let us. So in that moment, when you're praying, my country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty of thee, I sing, and you look up.
Wow.
Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party, because Holy Ghost party don't stop, right?
That's right.
So the Lord moved for his glory, and I'm very excited. It was on Dr. King's birthday, as we know. And President Trump, he announced that it would be Liberation Day, because I still didn't know if the good Lord, Betty, would have me pray that prayer. I still didn't know it. I didn't know until he said that. When President Trump said, this is Liberation Day, I said, Holy Ghost, I got it. You want me to pray Dr. King's dream? So we prayed, and you and I know that when you pray, free at last, free at last, thank God Almighty.
I remember when he said it, I was watching it.
But wait, when you pray it, we know the scriptures. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. But I didn't know until the end of the prayer that the Lord would get that verse out of me. With the Spirit of the Lord. Now in Detroit, that's on the back of the Spirit of Detroit. The verse is actually there. 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 18. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Wow. So I knew that as I was praying, you know, the Holy Spirit, he teaches us how to pray.
Oh, yeah.
As the Lord was praying through me, his will on earth as it is in heaven, when I got to that verse, I said, Lord, I know that's what you wanted. Then I turned around to go and shake President Trump's hand. He hugged me full hug. Can you imagine that? God's glory, all for his honor, and all for his name to be praised. Because only God can take a kid like me from the east side of Detroit, mentored by murderers. Can you imagine that? Student of the street. My dad is in prison for murder today. I was sitting on the corner of Kilbourne and Queen. Shots rang out. They shot up a house I was in.
Goodness.
11 years old, playing Atari video games. Wow. And that's when...
And it was in the Detroit area.
It was right there on the corner of Kilbourne and Queen, Detroit proper. That's when heroin had just flooded the streets and crack cocaine had come.
Wow.
My uncle was breaking into my home. Stealing things. I would see my uncle, and I would wonder, why is he would take things? Well, he was addicted to the crack. And the house got shot up. You know, I'm 11 years old. And my mother, she packed us up and moved us to a city called Fraser. I was the only black kid in the community, but didn't know it.
Was it near Detroit?
It was a suburb of Detroit.
Okay.
So it was 13 mile, and but I became a street pharmacist.
You don't mean a drug seller?
I became a drug dealer. That's right, street pharmacist. You like that one, don't you?
Yeah,
street
pharmacist. Kind of cleans
you
it
like
up a little bit.
Clean up a little bit, right? So I'm dealing drugs, I'm dealing drugs. And it was April 18th, 1999. I'll never forget it. I'm down in Daytona Beach. And I was on ecstasy, acid. Blew out of my mind. Literally, I was cutting myself. And I was approached by a security guard. He said, hey, you got to leave. Because if you hurt yourself or someone else, we're liable. You got to get out of here. He walks me out of the resort that I was paying for with drug money. He said, can I pray for you?
Oh,
can you
wow.
imagine that?
Wow.
What about the power of prayer? The power of prayer. Now, remember, in the Old Testament, the false prophets, they were cutting themselves. It's a form of idol worship, self-mutilation, you know, cutters. It's a spirit. I was cutting myself, trying to destroy myself. He said, no, I want to pray with you.
Wow.
He grabbed my hands. And he started praying for me. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
He just started praying for me. I never had anybody pray for me like that. And immediately, I knew drug dealing was wrong. First time in my life, I thought it was a business. You know, I made a lot of money. Bad health insurance. You know, you can't pull out of your 401k, and that's a great cash business, though. Right? So I go up to the only church that I knew of. Straight Gate Church. Enter ye into the straight gate, because broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and there be many that enter therein. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and there be few that find it. I go to Straight Gate Church, April 18, 1999. I have drugs in my pocket. I was selling something called catamphetamine. It was Special K. Kids would snort it. They were going to rave parties. And I was selling it. I had it in my pocket. But the way they worship, can you imagine it? The way people, they worship the Lord. And I'm sitting there with my driver, Mike Jessup. He was my driver. I'm crying. Bishop Merritt, he preaches. He said, does anybody want to give their heart to Jesus Christ? I looked at Mike. I said, I'm going down there. I go down there. I'm crying. Can you imagine that? A bloody brow, a broken soul, had everything on the outside. But what can a man give for his soul? Bishop Merritt gave me the microphone, 3,000 people. I mean, the place is packed. He gives me the mic. And like out of my belly, like a river of water, I love Jesus. Just comes out of my mouth. At that time, the elders would take you in the back of the church. They would explain the gospel to you. I got baptized, but I'm still a drug dealer. I go home, I call all my friends, I said, I'm done. I'm not dealing drugs anymore. They say, yeah, right. I said, I'm out of it. I go to the guy I was distributing for. I sit down with him, I give him all the drugs, give him all the money. I said, I'm done. He said, what's wrong? Now remember, this guy had bodies under his belt. He was a real murderer. Mm. He says to me, what's wrong? Are the cops on to you? Are you sick? I said, no. I gave my heart to Jesus.
Wow.
I get up. I'm telling you, I'm thinking he's going to pound me, shoot me. Mm. I put my hand on the door. He said, Zoe. I turn around. He says, I respect you.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? Mm-mm. On Friday, I was a dope dealer. On Monday, I'm a hope dealer.
That's great.
And I'm preaching the gospel.
I love it.
And the good Lord put that boldness in me. President Trump came to my church last year. He called and he said he wanted to come by. Couldn't believe it. Now, I voted Republican my whole life, but I just couldn't believe that a president would come to my church. Now, the Bible says we ought to pray, first of all, for those that are in authority, so we can lead an honest and a peaceful life unto all godliness, because it's God's will that none shall perish, but that all come into the knowledge of the truth. He comes in. Before he leaves, he says, will you pray for me? Unscripted. I pray for him, and this is what I pray. Lord, protect him from things seen and unseen. Before he leaves, he shakes my hand and he says, at the inauguration, you'll be there.
Wow.
What's the odds?
What just happened?
So 30 days later, what happens? He experiences the millimeter miracle. One millimeter. If he moves
that far,
one millimeter,
he's dead.
He's dead. Mm-hmm. The good Lord, we believe, the good Lord protected
him. Sure. He believes that.
Right, totally. So we preached at the RNC, and we preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We lifted up Jesus. We even said that all sinners need to be able to come to Christ. We preached the gospel, and then at the inauguration, we were able to pray Dr. King's dream, all for God's glory, all for his honor, and all for his name to be praised. And we give him the glory for it.
Okay. You are called, I promise, to literally help move the whole church to look like Jesus.
Amen.
And the family to look and behave like the family of the Father.
Amen.
The perfect Father. Amen. You can do that.
Thank you.
Now, I've been preaching 64 years, and I'm here to tell you, I know preachers. I've never seen anybody that I believe is any more anointed.
Wow.
Or gifted.
Very humble.
And so what you're going to need is great wisdom, and I want you to start praying that for him.
I'll
give you his address, but I want you to be very prayerful, because you may want to send support. But what I ask you to do is not send support until he tells you what it's for. Because like we tell you, we're going to feed, we're going to drill wells, we're going to do outreaches, whatever we tell you, we've done it. And we've done it for 60 years, faithfully. Okay, but I want you to keep up with this mail. If they wanted to send you something in the mail, just to tell you they love you or that they are going to help you, where would they send it that it would connect?
Thank you so much. So our address is 13660 Stansbury Avenue, Detroit, Michigan, 48227. This area is the number one area in America where kids get taken out of the home because their parents have mental illness. Number one.
Mental illness?
Number one area in America, 48227.
Does drugs contribute to that?
Absolutely. Cross addiction, drugs. We have, right now, as we speak, we have teenagers that called us that said, my mom and my dad left me on the streets. Now, Detroit is cold.
Yeah.
So we put these young people in a home that we're renovating right now. We're renovating the home right now. And we want to be able to make sure that we can provide not just housing, transportation, because they got to get to school. These are teenagers.
You've already started doing it?
We just started. We just got the home. We're renovating the home.
Okay, we're going to try to have a check beat you at back. And that has nothing to do with where you are right now. But he just told me something. But you saw the address. We're going to have it up. You can get it back. Prayer Center, you can get it online. But I want you to listen to what he says. This is a chosen vessel. We'd never met. He didn't know me. Most people know me. I've been around a while, okay? Okay. And he didn't need to know me because he knows him.
Amen.
But I am telling you, Betty, we knew that we heard somebody. And the minute you got through praying, I said, he has to come to our studio.
Absolutely. And, I listen to you and I think, really, the people that you describe that are so needy, that's all of us.
Absolutely.
No matter what background we have.
Absolutely.
I know this man. I know where he came from. His situation was impossible, but for God.
Amen.
And his life, through the impossibilities that you'd never think God could change, changed my life. The little church girl.
Wow.
That had not nothing. I mean, my mom and dad had four kids. We thought we were rich, but we weren't. We were far from it, But we had food on the table. Mm-hmm. We had clothes to wear. We had schools to go to. But when I met him, God changed my heart completely. I saw somebody that really knew Jesus.
Wow.
And that's what it's all about, isn't
Amen.
It?
Amen. Absolutely.
I mean, that's what you're trying to show people is, with God, all things are possible.
Amen.
Through every life.
I'm the product of a rape of a home nurse, 40 years old, could not have a child, never had a child. And she got pregnant and took me to be aborted, and the doctor would not abort me. And she put an ad in the paper and gave me away. And I ended up basically living on the street, so to speak, no home that ever faced a street for 10 years. Anyway, God saved me. And boy, when he saved me, it was like you. And I mean, it was in orbit, and it never stopped. It hadn't stopped now. But a lot of what the rest of my life, and I feel like I just heard the Lord whisper this to me, a lot of the rest of your life is going to be lived out through your life.
Wow.
I'm going to help you.
Thank you.
Here's the thing now. We're going to help more people than you could ever imagine. And we're going to help people that you never, ever dreamed would even be noticed.
I receive that.
Just like you, that you didn't think that. I didn't think it either. Yeah. Okay. Betty, do you know any better way I could spend my life than helping him?
Well, you know, we feel like we're living in the best season of our life. We're 81, you know.
Wow.
Well, we feel like God's not through with us. Every breath he gives us is an opportunity.
Amen.
To do something for him. And we want to go out in fire glory, just praising him and doing our best to serve him. And when we see some people like you that really love the Lord and want to make a difference in the world with God, it just excites us deep down.
I'm 81. I've lived 80% of my life if I lived to be 100. So I'm living in my last days. But let me tell you how the last days are supposed to be fulfilled. His will being done on his earth.
Amen.
The gospel of the kingdom, kingdom impact, preached in every nation. That's not just in word, that's in demonstration.
Glory
that's
God.
His will.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to
yes,
me?
Sir.
The will of the Father
yes,
is his will, kingdom will,
yes, sir.
Be done on his earth. Then he comes.
Yes, sir.
For a body, a church that looks like him, and a family that looks. Does that make sense
Glory
to you?
Glory to God. Wow.
I've always been a sissy. Okay, we're going to stay close.
Thank you, sir.
I've already told you what we're going to start doing. I want you praying for us right now. We are literally, we're rescuing the trafficked. And he knows lots of traffic people.
Well, right next to my church. We got women being human trafficked today.
Oh, no.
The only place in Detroit is open.
We're going to help you every way we can, and so are they. Okay, but what I want us to do, according to the Father, and we'll spend some time praying together, I want us to hear every word he wants us to hear.
Amen.
To help get his family looking like him, the church looking like Jesus, and get the family healthy.
Amen.
Okay. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I want to tell you, first of all, that I'm very humbled. You know, my wife and I and our church, we have we've given everything. We really have. We don't take a salary from the church. We don't. We stopped doing that since COVID because everything was decimated in Detroit like never before. We give everything. So for you to partner with us, it's a harvest. It's a harvest, and I'm very humbled and very grateful that the Lord has answered our prayers through partnering with your ministry.
I mean it.
Amen.
Hey, we love you. Watch, obey God.
Here I am in Southeast Asia, spending another day with one of our incredible missionary partners on the ground. They will go to every length possible to reach these girls and to rescue them, and to give them a new life. I've been able to see that today. I've been able to hear that today. And I want you to hear it for yourself. I'm going to protect her identity and her name, but we'll call her Soka.
When I was 13 years old, I started working at a bar to get some money and take care of my family. The customers would beat me, but I still had to serve them drinks. But then, I was told I had to sleep with the customers, and they would hit me and make me take drugs. It was like being in hell. One day, I heard about this ministry and how they could teach me to do a new job. I wanted to try it, but I still felt like I didn't belong anywhere but the bar. Slowly, God began to enter my heart, and now I know that God loves me. He's always near me, and he has given me great joy and hope for my future. I thank God for this ministry, my new friends, and my new job. And I pray every day for women like me who feel hopeless and worthless. I pray that they can join me here and learn how much God loves them.
God is on the move in Southeast Asia. She's just one girl. She's one, and she represents so many other girls that need that same hope today. If we don't try to make a difference today, I don't know where they'll be tomorrow.
You know how much somebody who loves, puts it in the hands of love, can get God's arms around the broken. And Betty, we've been doing it a long, long time.
We have.
I want to do it a lot longer, but I can't do any of it. All I could do is show you a sad situation, and we could weep, and we could say a prayer and walk away. Or we can find a way to put our hands out with something that will put in the hands of those who have hands on and will put arms around and will get involved to rescue these girls and now even provide 50 more rooms in a beautiful building that we're renovating. But we need $1.25 million to do it. Father, you are the miracle. You are the one who makes miracles happen. But we're the ones who provide the miracle with your love flowing through us. Move everyone watching in Jesus' name. Would you go and get your bank card and use it like a check? Get a check, make a gift to life. Then I know by now you remember 128 is what it takes to rescue one child. 12-80-10. Would you please right now just make the gift God leads you to make? We have some beautiful gifts. Here is Dr. Jeremiah's beautiful devotional book, Sleep on This. My goodness. And you could actually put a place there that's this new technology that will play it to you beautifully by someone who is gifted to read these great devotionals. And these cups, Betty.
I love them.
I mean, they're the prettiest cups I've ever seen. Have a beautiful scripture on each one of them, ceramic. And then the Lion of Judah with the cross, that's my favorite one we've ever done. And we've been doing them for 25, 30 years, maybe longer than that. And boy, do people like them. You're going to like this one. Please, make the gift God put on your heart. Remember, you're giving life. You are providing the miracle that changes everything for people who never thought they'd have a chance. Thank you.
Innocent children, longing to be loved and cared for, are being abducted and sold into the evil industry of human trafficking. Through Mission Rescue Life, your gift today of only $128 will help reach, rescue, or restore a child and change their destiny forever. Gifts of $64 or $32 will be combined with support from others to help rescue one more child from the shame and pain of sexual slavery. Currently, one of our rescue centers in Southeast Asia is at maximum capacity, with the need never greater. We need to secure and renovate a new rescue home that will offer refuge and restoration for up to 50 trafficking survivors. Please consider an additional gift, as we urgently need $1.25 million above our normal budget to secure and renovate this place of hope. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Sleep on This by Dr. David Jeremiah. This nightly devotional will help you let go of your anxieties and rest in peace as you reflect on inspiring promises from God's Word. With a gift of $128 or more, you'll receive the elegant mug set, A Beautiful Morning. Both generously sized mugs are inscribed with encouraging scriptures to begin your new day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,280, which will help save 10 children, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
James and Betty, just earlier today, I watched several girls be rescued. I can't imagine what would have happened to them had these heroes not been standing right there where they are. They are fighting the very last line of defense for these children to prevent them from being taken into a life of slavery. It happens right here on this line. But that doesn't happen without our support. So I'm asking you to once again go to your supporters who are so faithful and present to them another need. A need that is great. It's so much easier to restore a life that hasn't been broken than to rebuild a life that's been crushed. If we can stop it from happening here, Just think of the joy in those families' lives. Think of what joy a child would have to not have to walk through darkness. Please, James and Betty, let's do what we can. Let's raise the funds that we need to keep these people standing guard.
Well, I think you can tell I get excited about Jesus in people. And I do want to mention that we want to give a home. You see, there's no more rent property where we're trying to help these girls that we're referring to in Southeast Asia. But we got a building. It's a decent building. Just needs to be reshaped over $1 million. And then want you to help us rescue those girls. $128 to rescue one. You can do that. So please do it, whatever God leads you to do. And then you be praying for me and be praying for Lorenzo, because I have an idea we're going to be together. Now, whether you see us together or no, he's going to, and you're going to see him. I hope you see him some through me, but you're going to see him through Lorenzo. And he's going to inspire people like you to let others see him through you very clearly. Sure love you.
Love you, too.
Thanks for coming. Will you come back?
Well, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Thank you for watching.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now. Next week on Life Today, Mark Rutland helps us confront the challenges of aging with a smile on our face as he pushes us to keep on keeping on. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.